Hello, everybody out there. Hello, listeners. Again, God bless you all for always tuning in for every week's release, Hour of Healing. My name is Candace. I'm here with Dr. Joe. We are actually in person today. Aren't you excited? I can literally touch him and see his... I can touch him and see how he's like moving his legs back and forth and stuff. But yes, I'm excited today because we are going to talk about life, a fight to win. When you hear this topic, what comes to your head? You know, it's so many things, like being a battlefield, like life being brutal to some of you guys out there. Some, it's been, you know, like a breeze, but we are here to talk about the aspect of us winning in life, you know, being conscious and intentional about winning in every single moment. So Dr. Joe, welcome, by the
Thank
way.
You.
You know, I was just ready to dive in, but, How are you doing?
I'm doing well. And it's nice to have you in studio with
yes.
us. This is, I think, the first time we actually yes. having you in studio. So hopefully you are as excited in studio as you usually are at home. But yeah. I'm doing well. How was your flight and how are you doing?
Everything has been great. Actually, I'm here with the family, of course, you know, wife, kids, everybody. And I'm new to the area. So I'm like, okay, should I get used to this? Should I not? You know, because I'm here for a couple of days. But it's been really fun, exciting. It's actually been calm and peaceful, you know, something I needed. So I am good. Everything is well. Well, the flight was very, it was short. So it wasn't good, that good. Much stressful. Good. Yeah. So we're going to go right in. I hope you all out there, listeners, you are good as well. But we pray to God and hope that it is well with you as it is with us.
Yes.
So why this topic, though? I'm really excited to get in because I know life can be a lot. So what brought about this topic?
Yeah. So thank you so much, Sister Candace. And why this topic? You know, it's very interesting. We hear the phrase often that life is a battle, that life is a war. Mm-hmm. You hear all these phrases. That is our attempts to try to kind of show to the person that this is being conveyed to that life is not easy, as many may think of it to be. But my main thing is anything that is a battle, a war, a fight means that some can win and some can lose. And so I realized that life, based on biblical principles, is a fight that ought to be fought with the intention of winning. If you don't understand certain principles that we'll be talking about today, or mysteries that we'll be unlocking, you will go through the ups and downs of life, and you may end up thinking that life is just something that is unfair.
Right.
But looking at evidences around us, people in high places, in low places, you realize that life is indeed a fight that must be won.
Right.
And so if you don't fight with the intention of winning, you will be waging a losing battle your entire life. And the conclusion that unfortunately you may come to is that life is just not fair. Whereas the same avenues or the same things that are given or made available to you will be made available to somebody else. And they will use it to win by engaging the right principles.
Right.
And so as I thought about life as a whole and the common things that we usually hear people say, I think this topic came as a way of trying to answer some of life's questions that there is a way to do life.
Right.
And without knowing the way to do life, you may be fighting a losing battle. And so that is why I said life is a fight to win. So life, a fight to win.
Very, very, very powerful. And, you know, as I was listening to you, I was just thinking to myself, is like sometimes we come into this life with already defeated mindset. It's like you get, it's like they put you in the front of a war, but you're already defeated before you even begun.
True.
Because you don't understand the concept that Dr. Joe is referring to.
Correct.
Like, there is a win side and there is a lose side. And so I think about it, and what comes to my head is being intentional. Intentionality. And I think we have personally spoke about this outside of here.
Correct.
Being intentional about everything, knowing that if I don't take care, I can lose.
Yes.
If I don't take care, I can, you know, if I do take care, I can win. So, yeah. And to take it back, is it safe to say life is unfair, or we just have been living it in a way that it has been treating us unfairly?
Well, that's actually a great question, because, you know, in my intro, I talked about the fact that we see that if you don't engage the right principles, you will be waging a losing battle.
Right.
So really what happens is that you have this situation that you are brought into.
Right.
But life didn't just happen. In someone's intention is what brought about life.
Right.
And so no matter what led to you being born, whether it was out of wedlock, whether it was out of a happy marriage, an accident, an unfortunate situation, your life never started as a mistake.
Right.
The psalmist said that all the years of my life that ought to be, you knew them before I even lived a single one of them.
Right.
Which means that we come into this life with certain mandates, with certain purposes that we need to be able to fulfill. And I will refer our audience to a few weeks ago when we talked about knowing your purpose in life. We talked about from a spiritual standpoint. And also, I believe we have a section on the non-believer's perspective of knowing your purpose in life and what purpose does. And one of the things that we have talked about in there is that if you do not know your purpose, you are prone to error or mistakes.
True.
And so when you don't see life as a compendium of events that ought to fulfill a purpose, and that's how I define life, by the way, that is a life is a compendium of events. It's a series of events that are engineered to bring about a purpose. Now, if you don't see life that way, then you will think of those events as things that are happening randomly. And when you leave anything to chance or randomly, our climate or nature by itself, with all these unfortunate natural disasters, it's a lesson to us that if you leave things to chance, nature will dictate or dictate into chaos.
Right.
And so I don't want to say that life treats us unfairly, because if you don't know what life is giving you, then how do you even know if life has been fair to you or not? Most of the time, Sister Candace, when we talk about life being fair and unfair, we really assess in life from a perspective of somebody else or in comparison to somebody else. But if I know that the events that will happen in my life is to bring me to a specific purpose, then
it's
my point of reference is not somebody else, but rather my point of reference is my purpose.
Right.
And so the question then becomes that if you know your purpose, let's say your purpose is to be someone who leads millions of people to Christ through evangelism or through being a kingdom financier, then if you go to school and you decide to do a course, that will not improve or enhance your chances of becoming financially savvy, then is life being unfair to you, or you are just taking
the wrong
path? And so I don't know if it answers your question, but it's really difficult to say life is fair or life is unfair, because the reference point for anyone's life has to be their purpose, their destiny, not somebody else's.
That's true.
And we will be diving into that a bit more.
Yeah. And I think that's the mistake sometimes we make. And you know, again, going back to the Bible, it's like everything around us is so clear to us how we are unique. Like your DNA is tailored to you. Like it doesn't matter, even if they're your siblings, there's nothing that is like, you may look like your sister or your brother, but in terms of biologically or, you know, DNA or chemistry or whatever, everything is different.
Correct.
So it goes to show that I live my life, or I should live this life with my own, like comparing things to my own self.
Yes. With that reference point in mind.
Being me, yes. Right? And so...
Well, not you specifically, but being your purpose.
My purpose.
Yes.
That's good. Yeah, my purpose. Because that sets the standard.
Correct.
And
correct.
That creates the boundaries.
The boundaries,
basically.
Correct.
We'll get into the how, but I just wanted to bring this point in based on what we are talking about, that I feel like with what Dr. Joe is bringing out, if we are not careful, basically we'll be living life with life living us, not us living life.
I
wanted to put that in there. Like, it's like you are just being, you know, life is actually living you.
True.
You are not the one living the life, because you are not intentional about your movement and about, you know, living, pointing things towards your purpose. And
you know, that is really why so many are fighting a losing battle.
Mm.
Because you realize that there are times that we in our world, we talk about, oh, all you need to do to win is just show up. But you realize that with life, just showing up,
it's not enough.
It's not enough to win.
Right.
And so you have to know how life ought to be fought in order to win.
Yeah.
Other than that, life will leave you.
Yeah, you just be in existence. Wake up every morning, take some breakfast, lunch, dinner, and the rest. Mm-hmm. Life. But so let's get into the how, if we may.
Yeah, before we get into the how, this is Hour of Healing, right? So
I
need to balance some of the things that we've said, because sometimes people don't get the chance to listen to the entire conversation.
Okay.
And so they will pick what is said and then
they just fly with it.
So we need to balance a few things, one or two things.
Okay.
One is the fact that many are fighting a losing battle. And so someone may say, what's the point of even fighting if I am already at a disadvantage? Or because I don't believe God, or I don't know what my purpose is, then I'm already at a disadvantage. Well, the truth of the matter is nobody comes to into this life knowing their purpose offhand.
At all.
That's why I said that life is a series of events, or it's a compendium of events, because the events that happen eventually help mold or point you towards where your destiny or your purpose is.
Mm.
And so when you're going through various events, rather than spending the entire time sitting back, being sorry for all the misfortunes that has come your way and things like that, seek the truth in that, seek the guidance through that, and maybe your purpose or your calling in life is to help people in such situations.
Right.
And so many a times we see that people in our life or in our day went through some unfortunate situation, let's say this bad thing of abuse or cancer, and then out of that bursts out the passion that leads to them realizing, my destiny is to be an advocate for victims of abuse or survivors of cancer and things like that. And we have so many good people in our world today, God fearing, and those that we are still praying for them to come to know God. That found their purpose through these things.
Mm-hmm,
all right.
Mm-hmm.
So don't underestimate the events
that happen,
that you go through, even though you don't know your purpose. I don't want our audience to be in the dark about that. The other thing is the fact that I said in life, showing up is not
it's all you need.
It's not equal to you winning in life. Mm. But I want our audience to understand that before you, for you to even have a chance of winning, you must show up.
And so you can't take that out.
You can't take it out.
Right.
So it's not the end of the equation, but it is
the
a vital part of that equation.
Yeah.
And so you need to show up. Mm-hmm. In your academic pursuit, you need to show up. Mm-hmm. In your career pursuit, you need to show up.
Right.
You cannot be a student who it's actually a funny thing. Back in our boarding school days, Sister Candace, there were students who were so God-fearing, I would say, in quote, that they believed in God so much that they didn't want to even learn. They didn't want to study. But they were in school with the impression or with the idea that God will teach them or God will show them what in the books to read for exams.
Okay.
Well, it may work at a certain point, but the truth of the matter is a false balance is an abomination unto God.
Mm-hmm.
And so you learning just that one page because you think that is where... Yes, you really, it's a disadvantage to you because all the things that you learn, it's not really, most
for
of the
exam,
time,
it's
not
it's
even
for
sometimes for this for school, to be honest. Most of the things we learn in school, Sister Candace, are really to equip us to be able to think critically, for us to be able to process many
certain things.
To be multi-dimensional or to be able
multitask.
So a lot of things as we are getting older, we realizing that, I mean, memorizing how to prove the Pythagorean theory in school really did not have anything to do with my ability to be a good scientist But it actually has a lot to do with my ability
process,
to think
right.
and process and things like that. So, dear audience, don't think for a minute that because showing up is not equal to winning, you're not going to show up.
Right.
You have to show up on the job or on that internship for you to be properly mentored. Yeah. Other than that, you're just going to have a losing battle.
You're going to wait for life to live you. Because you're not showing up. Life is basically you're waiting for life to come to you. We should not take the little things in our life for granted. Good or bad, basically, we should know that everything is for a reason, you know.
Correct.
And though certain things may not be as smooth as others' lives, still see that there has to be something in this for me. You know, nothing just happened, they say. And it's true. Nothing just happens. Even though it's unfair or, you know, like what we just said, it may not treat you well, but know that this did not just happen. How can I turn this into a blessing, you know?
Yeah, and you know, when we were in school, I remember my microbiology teacher made a statement, I think, in whether our final year or whatever, and it has stuck with me so much. So I think it was in our final year where there is a condition or a disease called C. diff.
Right.
Clostridium difficile, which people
with
get after being on antibiotics for some time. And at that time, the research came that said that one of the last results for treating this disease when patients have had it and they've had it and they're not responding to any treatment or the big gun medications that we have and things like that, the last result was a fecal transplant that you transplant stool and it actually cures the disease.
No way.
And so, yes, this is actually a fact. It's been done.
Wow.
So, I remember our microbiology teacher was talking about this and she goes, you see, nothing in life is a waste. Even crap has importance.
See?
And I think it's so true.
Yeah, well, imagine that.
I have actually applied
that philosophy
to my life. That no matter what happens, I want to
find
to grow out of it. I want to be better out of it. I want to find that not a silver lining per se, but there's always at least
a message, something
that you can grasp. So, dear audience, I know we're chatting away because we are in person for the first time, so it's easier. But no matter what you are going through in life, I want you to understand what we're talking about, that nothing just happens.
Right.
And not everything that happens, quote unquote, which is negative, actually should be looked from that angle.
Perspective.
There is always a way to have a positive perspective, mm-hmm. no matter what you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
You choose at the end of the day how you're going to interpret the things that are happening to you and the things that you are going through in life.
Mm-hmm.
And so no matter what you are facing today as we're talking, I want you to understand that it's either to help you find your purpose in life or it's either to help you
help somebody
find their purpose in
life, which is a purpose.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So should we get into the how?
Oh yeah, of course we can.
So life, a fight to win. How do we even begin?
Yeah, so that is that this is the cusp of our conversation today, right?
Mm-hmm.
So life, a fight to win. Now, for you to know how to win, you need to know the areas of battle. Because if you don't know the areas of battle in life, you will be waging a losing battle
again,
your entire life. And that is why, Sister Candace, honestly, I think this is the one aspect of life that many overlook. It's not that they don't know. Many overlook them. And for that reason, no matter what they do,
mm-hmm.
they actually do end up in defeat or in losing to life. But I refuse to accept that a loving God who I have known and a good God will give us something as the gift of life
mm-hmm.
to become a hurt,
a burden
right. For us to just lose at it.
Mm-hmm.
And so for you to actually win, you need to understand where life originated from. Understand why you have life and then understand your purpose. So how do you get all these things together? Well, it starts by knowing the areas of battle. All right. So the first area of battle that I will talk about is our belief system.
Okay.
The area of battle, our belief system. And that has to do with our minds and truth.
Okay.
You know?
Our truth.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe we did a recording recently about what's your truth. And
mm-hmm,
we talked
mm-hmm.
about truth a little bit there. So
right.
I will employ our audience to find that podcast
mm-hmm.
because it has a lot of wisdom in there. I recently listened to it again. But one of the, like I said, your belief system, you know, no matter how great you become, a faulty belief system will cause you to lose in life. Why do I say that? Because the entrepreneur who is excelling in business believes that what they are doing will continue to excel. Other than that, they will not give their life to it. They will not. I mean, there are some businessmen who barely even sleep.
Right.
They flying up and down. Why are they doing that? Because they believe that they will be able to have success in that. So if your belief system is faulty, you are putting yourself, no matter what you have or don't have, that alone puts you at a disadvantage.
It's like a bad foundation,
yes.
Basically.
It automatically puts you at a disadvantage. And I made a mention of the fact that our belief system has to do with truth. And so what is the truth that is governing your beliefs? What is the truth that you have believed? You know, Sister Candace, one of the most difficult things to change in life is beliefs. And you will be shocked about how difficult of how difficult it is to change a belief system, even when that belief system is error.
Right. It's like deception.
Yes. Even when you know that it's wrong, the fact that you believe it makes it so difficult to change.
Yeah.
There are people who have believed certain things that have been disproven. They have believed certain things that have turned out to be wrong. But because they believe it, they still cannot let that go. So you cannot have the right belief system without truth.
True.
And I want to employ our audience to pay very close attention to this, because, you know, knowing or having truth is the biggest weapon that you can use on this battlefield of life. Because life will come with all sorts of untruths. Because what did I say in the beginning? We look or assess our lives from the standpoint or from the reference point of others.
Right
away, you see that life is giving you a platform of lies.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So knowing the truth is, I know who I am. I know what I am capable of doing. Mm-hmm. I know what I am not able to do.
But I can do.
Yes. I know what is acceptable and I know what is not acceptable.
Right.
Once we get to that place, then our belief system begins to function properly or begins to be right.
Mm.
Other than that, we can go about convincing everybody else to believe
what we believe
wow. when it is, in fact, actually not based on truth.
And this is so sad because I feel like some people grow up believing lies.
Absolutely.
And like what we just said, that becomes your truth.
Right.
And based on that truth that's formulated out of lies, they build a belief system.
Right.
And that governs your life.
Yes.
And imagine living in that bubble. Like, that's scary to even comprehend, you know, how I just put it together. Like, that can be a life set out for a mess, basically, unknowingly. Because
yes.
one, you're coming from lies, you have formed your beliefs around that, and you live life making it, like you're saying, trying to convince people to
believe
what you believe. Meanwhile, you're on the wrong path.
Foundation is wrong.
How do you fix that?
Yeah.
Because I do know, sorry, like, believe is a part of you.
Correct.
Like you said, it's hard for you to change it, because if you're letting your belief go, you're letting a part of you go. And many
Correct.
People are not willing to make that sacrifice. So how do you even...
Well, and that is why I you have to fight to win.
Mm.
You have to get to the place
like, this is not
where
working.
You say that I must win this fight of life. And whatever it takes, if it involves or if it requires you letting part of you go, because it is error, then you do that. Because if you don't begin to form that ideology that this life is meant to be won,
mm-hmm.
that's why I brought that, I said that I refuse to accept personally
mm-hmm.
that the God who created all the good things that we see will give life
a
as
burden
a burden.
Life. Right.
And so life ought not to be a burden. And so if with all my belief system and all my money, I am still burdened, then something is wrong.
Mm.
And one of the key things, there are other things we will go through,
yeah.
but one of the key things is our belief system.
Yeah.
And so with all the resources, with all the equipments or the gadgets and the fame and everything else, if life is still a burden for me, I ought to sit down and assess it
yeah.
and realize that, no, I must win this battle.
Yeah, yeah.
And if I'm going to win,
I need
then
to.
Certain things
gotta go.
Certain errors
yeah.
must be corrected.
Yeah.
And it's never easy to correct any
no.
error. But the truth of the matter is, it's doable. People
yeah.
have done it. People are doing it today.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
People did it decades and
yeah.
centuries ago. And people will be doing it long after we have come and gone.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all about people realizing, or it's all about you sitting down and realizing that, hey, I have to win this thing called life.
Right.
We can win.
We can.
We will win.
Yes.
But it takes us being able to reassess where we are in life
yeah.
and picking up or correcting certain things from there.
Yeah.
I will also say that when we talk of truth, like we've been talking about and we talked about previously, I'll just give a audience maybe 3 sentences crash course on what's your truth, right? That truth has its basics or its foundation on Jesus.
Right.
That anything else outside of him becomes lies.
Difficult. Mm-hmm.
And you can say whatever you want to say, but ask yourself, how many of the religions we have known has ever brought about redemption, mm-hmm. except the religion of Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
Every other religion requires us to do something in order to attain.
Right.
But in Jesus' religion, he said, no, I came to give you so you can attain.
Right.
In other words, I came as a substitution for you so you can attain.
Right.
And that is what makes the gospel actually the good news.
Yeah.
Because it's good news because everybody can have it.
Everybody wants something free.
Yes. You don't have to be rich. You don't have to be poor. You don't have to be blind.
You
don't have to be hardworking. You just have to believe.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's very important that we know where our truth is also being derived from.
Yeah.
Because other than that, the realities that the truth will create, one of which is our belief system that we're talking about, will lead us to lose this battle of life
right.
as well.
And I just wanted to speak something about the assessment aspect. Mm. And I know we always talk about, well, maybe not here, but, you know, in general, in society and stuff like, oh, you know, assess your life, you know, you look through your finances, how you're spending things, how you're moving around and all this stuff. Like, this is stuff that people have adapted to do. But there's one thing that I myself has been learning over the years, and it's internal assessment is something that we don't, when I say preach, I don't mean preach like with scriptures, but it's what, you don't hear people
don't
talking about often, like do an internal assessment, like you're doing you're literally planning out your next trip
right.
or something. And it's so powerful because when you do an internal assessment, it's like, of course, we are Christians. The Holy Spirit guides you.
Correct.
And he
Correct.
Shows you basically. It's like you're looking in the mirror and you see what is not working. And you see what has been working. And with what Dr. Joe is saying, it gives you a perspective of, if this is not working, why am I holding on to it?
Correct.
And I don't know what kind of person you will be to want to hold on to something or an attitude. Or, you get what I mean? It's like, you know, you might as well not listen to this podcast, right? But I mean, listen, though, this is how we're feeling. We need But that's, you are here for a reason, because you want growth, you want change, you want to be empowered, you want to grow, you know, mentally, you want to be stronger.
Right.
So the little things in life, let's apply it with what Dr. Joe is saying.
Yeah.
Internal and external assessment is so, so important with the first point that Dr. Joe said, and
yeah.
I just wanted to bring it up.
Yeah, and the second is, I want us to, we will probably end part one on this,
okay.
because I have about four or five more areas of battle that we will do. But I think it's very important because, you know, we talked about your truth belief system and the fact that it has to do with the mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so in for our Christian listeners, you Ephesians chapter 6, when it talks about the armor of God that
mm-hmm.
has to be put on,
mm-hmm.
you realize that salvation is what is
it's one of the helmets. Mm-hmm.
It's a helmet of salvation.
Is it a belt of truth?
Yes. It's you guard your loins with the belt of truth.
Right.
And then the helmet is salvation.
Mm.
And you realize that salvation
does
not just has to be with your heart, but also your mind.
Mm.
It has to transform you. It has to bring you to a place where you win.
Because transformed.
Unless salvation comes in, you are already waging a defeated battle or a losing battle.
Mm.
And so it just came to my mind that the helmet of salvation governs the mind, changes the mind, transforms the mind.
Right.
And that is also a key way of how you are able to change your belief system.
True.
Because if your mind is not renewed, how is your belief going to be changed?
It starts in the mind.
So you see that for our Christian brothers out there, these things even though we're talking about it in a general life terms, actually does apply to your spiritual
growth,
goal and things like that.
And, you know, I know somebody is on here like, I'm not a Christian, so what? Well, you can become a Christian. Mm-hmm. Yes. So this is a very powerful topic, and I urge you all to share it with a family member, a friend, because life, we are all living life. You know, I'm assuming you are alive if you're listening to this. But it's very important that we win. We fight life to win. And we are not talking about fight in the sense of, you know, pulling guns and pulling knives and, you know, aggressively. But it's more of a tactical fight, strategic fight. So it's like living life to win through strategies and tactics that, you know, by God's grace, Hour of Healing is given today. So don't forget to tune in for next week for the part two of this. I will give it back to Dr. Joe as he ends us for today's topic.
Thank you so much, Sister Candace, and dear audience, thank you so much for joining us on our recording today on Life,
a fight
to win. You know, as we have talked about, we will be going into the part two, so I don't want to spend too much time here, but we need you to understand one thing very clearly, and that is life is a fight. Mm-hmm. But it's a fight that must be won. Mm-hmm. If you choose to not win this battle that you are fighting, you will be shocked that you will look around and your only conclusion will be that life is unfair.
True.
But it's not a matter of it being fair or not, because to each of us is given 24 hours per day to be able to do certain things. Right. As to how we go through that, we'll be showing you in part two. God bless you so much for joining us today. And we look forward to continuing with you in next week's section of Life, A Fight to Win. God bless you. Bye-bye.